grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind.
Hallelujah. What a song.
I see, and 'twas grace that taught my heart to faith,
and grace
my fears, relieved, and how precious did that grace.
I first believed. Hallelujah.
And through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already. On my heart to fear and grace, my fears relieved, and how precious.
Do you remember when that grace got a hold of you?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, oh, we've no less days to see.
Hallelujah. You ought to be praising God, church.
And when
hallelujah.
We first meet.
Oh, I got to come back and get on with this broadcast. What a joy. I don't know about you, but I like a song like that. I like a song. Hey, them old-fashioned songs, they're the best. It's grace that saved this boy. Oh, it was grace. It took a lot of grace. But God has all the grace that's needed to save anybody that wants to be saved. And there are no limitations. I don't believe in this limited atonement. That's got to be one of the biggest doctrines and lies the devil ever told in all of human history, that there's people out there that cannot be saved. You can be saved. You can be saved. You can know Jesus. You can know the Savior. And I tell you today, without a doubt, if you call on him, he will hear you. And he will come to your rescue. Now, our subject today is kindly breathtaking. We start a new 8-week series, and we're going to deal with the devil and all the different things he's doing today to get the world ready for the new world order and the new world kingdom, and to rule this earth for about 7 years. while Jesus has got his saints up in heaven having a marriage supper. Oh, what a day. What a day. Now, here's our subject, demon spirits and false religions. I'm going to start out today talking to you about how Satan is introducing a multiplicity of religious ideas, a multiplicity of religious ideas. You haven't heard about some of them. I just heard about one this week that I am overwhelmed with. I really am. Just a merging of all the different religious philosophies and ideas, everything of Hinduism, heathenism, paganism, is coming right into Catholicism, right into the Baptists and the Methodists and the Pentecostals, and just creating, getting ready for a one world church, a one world religion. It's going to reign for nearly 7 years. The devil is going to destroy it before the 7 years are over, but it's going to reign for nearly 7 years, and I'm going to talk about it, but if you don't call and ask questions, I'm going to be bothered. Because I want to help you understand the many things that I'm going to deal with today. But first, let's just kind of give you a picture of the devil. Do you understand the devil? Did you know that the devil is absolutely a creature that used to be an angel? And that the devil was one of the most religious creatures in heaven? And he worshiped God. He was a marvelous person in the great kingdom of God. We believe the great angel that led the choirs and prepared all the great singing. I mean, he was one spectacular being in the great family of angels. But he failed. And he took with him his idea and knowledge of all religion. And the devil does nothing but try to introduce new religions and try to imitate the true religion and try his best to destroy the true faith. That's what he's out to do. The devil is out to destroy the faith of Jesus Christ. He's out to destroy every great doctrine of the Bible. The devil hates this book, friend. He hates the infallible word of God because he doesn't have one iota of ability to move beyond and past the word of God. The word of God is his boundaries. Now, many times if we don't live by the word, then that particular word becomes not a boundary to him in our life. The devil comes in many lives and does his dark things because they left the word of God. They went off after false. When you go after, got off, let me get it right now. When you go off after false doctrines, you're going to get a bunch of them. It won't stop with one or two. They'll get worse and worse and worse and worse. It really is true. Now, remember that. Always remember that all the devil does was once he did as an angel. The devil was once an angel. Now, demon spirits, that's the devil's great barrage of spirits. All of them also used to be nothing but angels. Every demon used to be an angel. Every demon once was an angel. And so they brought all this knowledge of all the truth that they knew as angels into their realm to destroy and to imitate and to try to duplicate and to try to tear down and destroy. And always, every idea of a demon is a twisted picture of the truth of the Bible. All the ideas of the devil are twisted pictures of the truth of the Bible. And remember these. For those Facebook people, they're written on your Facebook if you'll scroll down a little bit to the information above seeing me on the screen. And you can read these things I'm reading to you. They're very important. Every idea of a demon used to be the Bible, and it is now a twisted in their mind, in their promotion, a twisted form of truth, a twisted form of the Bible. Now, you got to understand the one great power that sends the devil, I mean, he cannot touch, is the infallible scripture. Wonder why the world today hates the infallible King James Bible. You don't need to go any further. I just gave it to you. The devil can never go beyond the Bible if we will stand on the Bible. And the only way the Bible stops the devil is when we stand on the Bible. If we don't pay it no attention, then the devil don't pay it no attention. He walks right on. But as long as you live by the Bible, you have the devil in behind the cage. I'm here to tell you. You have him behind the cage. Now, Satan's greatest determination is to confuse the Word of God. All the false religions, all the false doctrines are a confusion of the Bible. Every false religion, every heathen religion, every pagan religion, you study them a little bit, and they've got indications in the back of their minds, in the back of their ideas of the true Bible. I've been in pagan temples in several cities. Babylon, Iraq, Egypt. I've been in numbers of cities where there are false temples to false gods. Every time they have a trinity of holy rooms, a trinity of holy spaces dedicated to the trinity of gods. I mean, even the devil knows that God is a trinity. Even the devil knows it. Now, a lot of religious folks don't know it, but the devil knows it, and he's out to confuse it. He's out to destroy it. Don't you ever forget that. Satan hates the truth of the divine Trinity. Satan hates the truth of the great Word of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I mean, the devil hates that. The devil, there are three that bear record in heaven, and it's the Father, and it's the Word, and it's the Spirit. You remember that. And that's in 1 John, by the way. Three that bear record in heaven. Now, there is nothing more important to the devil than destroying the pre-trib rapture. Of all the things the devil's out to destroy, the pre-trib rapture is one of his key things. Now, you don't forget these seven things. They're written in the booklet I'm giving you today. I'm giving everybody a booklet of the things I'm saying, the things we're discussing, the things that we're are getting into the middle of. I'm giving them to you because I want you to have them. That's my free gift today. And all you got to do is call to get a copy, and you'll have these seven things because they are important. Understanding the devil is almost impossible if you don't understand these seven things I told you. The devil was once an angel. The demons, every last one of them, was once an angel. All the things that the devil does is to duplicate and imitate religions. He's out to destroy religions. You got to get this in your head. I'm trying my best to get some things in your thinking that will help you understand what you're dealing with out there. I'm your friend. I'm on this program, internet and Facebook and radio stations and printing material, sending it all over the world because I am burdened for the truth. I'm burdened to defeat Lucifer. I'm burdened to bring the things to bear that are so important and wonderful. Now, remember them seven things. Now, demon spirits are false religions. Demon spirits are false religions. Demon spirits are false ideas. Demon spirits are false doctrines. Demon spirits are doctrines that have a little bit of truth and a whole lot of error. The worst error you'll ever find is error with a smidgen of truth. The worst error you'll ever find is error with a smidgen of truth. Just enough to get your attention. Hey, let me take something right here. This will get your attention. In the mail this week, my sweetheart, got this promotion to raise money from a Catholic Indian school. And lo and behold, look what was in this thing. Now, I want you to look at that. That's called a dream catcher. It's an old pagan Indian idea that they would use and hang it over their babies in the crib and the bunks that they slept on at night. To ward away demons. And what they said with this is that this net here, you see this net in the middle of the round thing, that it will catch all the dreams except the good ones. And there's a little bitty circle right in the middle of that net where the good dreams can go through and the bad dreams can be caught. And this is a talisman. That's what the internet calls it, a talisman to ward off demon spirits and to protect you and to keep these bad dreams from getting through to you and to catch them. And then they all are dissipated at dawn the next morning. And that's an old legend of Indian demonism. paganism. I'm trying to get the right word. The Indian paganism. And literally, it's just, I had to take it out of my house last night and put it on the porch. I didn't want it in my house. But why did I learn about it? I didn't learn about it till yesterday. A school, a Sunday school within my listening audience, a Sunday school, fairly large Sunday school in my listening audience, a new mother that comes to our church that just gave her life to Christ. Her daughter came out of the youth Sunday school class, and she had one of these things in her hand. And her class had been helping everybody make these dream catches. And these teenagers were supposed to go home and hang them over their bed to catch all their bad dreams. Now, that Sunday school teacher was teaching paganism, absolute demonism, to those kids in that Sunday school. That was a Pentecostal Sunday school and one of the better ones, the Charlotte, Gastonia area. And I'm here to tell you, brother, how in the world does such a thing as that get into a Sunday school class? Well, some teacher is dumb. Some Sunday school superintendent is absolutely biblically ignorant. They don't understand what they're dealing with. And how many kids now will continue in that? I don't know. I know this mother got her daughter out of there in a hurry. Out of there in a hurry. And that was the wisest thing she could have done. You see, this is just one of the things I'm going to bring to you today to show you that religion has taken on a total new twist with all kinds of ideas that are false, that are contrary to the Bible, that are wicked, that are destroying young people. And what is happening is one world religion, one world church. The Indian, the Indian talisman is just another part of a religion. So let's bring all the religions together. And it's nothing but evil. It's Satan's doing. The devil has got to have a one world church. The devil has got to have a one world religion. That's how he puts together this coming one world order. And it is so near completion that I'm not sure it isn't complete. It's just that close, friend. Now, I hope you heard that. I hope you share that with people you know. I hope you make sure your Sunday school isn't into that kind of stuff. Because these kind of things are coming out of the pipes. They're coming from everywhere. They're infiltrating everything you can imagine. And they are evil to the core. I went to hear a preacher preach just a few days ago. Well, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And he's a good preacher. He's my friend. And he had a good sermon. But in his sermon, he brought in old Roman paganism of the tear catchers. Tears from the eyes, bottles to catch those tears. And he talked about the woman who came and washed the feet of Jesus, had to have more tears than she had coming from her eyes. So she must have brought a bottle of her tears that she had caught. And I thought, what in the world is this man of God preaching something like that for in the middle of his sermon? Half of his sermon was about those tear catchers. So I come home, got on the internet, learned what's going on, never heard of it before, and I found out in the Roman day, Roman paganism, this was one of their things. They would catch their tears, and they would bury them things, the bottles of tears, little bottles with kind of a spout on it to put under the eye and a stopper on it, and they would bury themselves in them. They've been found in the graves of old Roman pagans. Roman pagans had nothing to do with Christianity, was totally foreign to Christianity, was absolutely abrasive toward Christianity, and yet it was in this man's sermon, in the pulpit, in a Pentecostal church, in a Bible-believing church. How did he get in there with that? Well, I don't know how he got a hold of it. He's my friend, and I'm not going to give his name because I hope to help him. I've got some others trying to join together to help this dear man. He's going through a tough time in his life. So pray for him, will you, without a name, okay? So these are things that are infiltrating the churches. They infiltrated in our churches, and they're coming out of the world of religions. A world of religions, and the devil is after every preacher listening to me, and he'll get you into that kind of trash, that kind of evil, that kind of heathenism, that kind of paganism, because I want to tell you something. There's a demon behind every one of these. There's a demon behind every one of these. There's a demon behind every bottle of tears you ever heard of in your life. There's a demon that is promoting all this trash. And you better be careful, friend. And you better make sure you keep your life free of it. Now, I want to take you to the Bible. I want to show you a picture of this developing scenario. This scenario is at the point of developing. All we got to have is the rapture. And then the things that I'm going to read to you in Revelation 13 are going to occur. Now, John saw this as a prophetic truth in advance, of course, of it actually happening. John saw it in his day when he was writing the book of Revelation. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns and a lamb, two horns like a lamb. You ever heard of a lamb having a horn? Well, this is a fictitious lamb. This is an imitation lamb. This is a lamb who depicts something that he's not. He's evil, but he looks like a lamb. Now, this is the false anointing. This is an imitation of the Holy Spirit. This is an imitation of the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? This is the book of Revelation 13:11. Listen carefully. I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as the dragon, or a dragon. Oh, he had a big mouth. And he exercised all the power of the first beast. That's the Antichrist. This is the false prophet. The devil is doing all of this in Revelation 13. And he exercised all the power of the first beast, the Antichrist, before him, and causeth the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Now listen to this. The Antichrist comes first. He's in Revelation 13, 1 through 10. Then Revelation 13:11 is the next creature. This completes the unholy trinity. The devil, the Antichrist, the false prophet. The devil, the Antichrist, and the false spirit. The false member of the third member of the trinity. I mean, that's what he is. Nobody doubts that who understands Bible prophecy. It's the picture of this all developing. And he doeth great wonders. This is exactly what the false spirit. See, it was a false spirit that brought this into a church Sunday school. It was a false spirit that caused that dear preacher man to be mistaken and misled and to move into teaching something that was as false can be. I'm telling you, you got to hear me, preachers, all over this nation. Every preacher in America needs to hear this program. Every preacher in America needs to hear this program. Are you sending it? Everybody ought to send it to everybody on your list, because every preacher needs to hear it. I'm telling you, the devil has come, and he's bringing every kind of false thing you can imagine right into the church. Right into the church. Whew. I'm going to have my whole hour spent with me talking to you, and I don't want to do that. And I can go on another week with this program, so you grab your phone if you are interested, and I'll be delighted to talk to you, answer your questions. We will not name the church where these things has happened, okay? We will not name the church where these things has happened. We will not name the preacher that did this. We will not, and I will not let you, okay? Be careful with that, because we're out to help people, not destroy them. We ought to help people, not destroy them. But we are living in such a dangerous hour. You can't play no game, friend. You can't play no game. We got to get the truth and stay with it. All right, grab your phone. I'm going to take these down. You got to remember them. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Now, let's move on. I got to read this. I want to read it. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. You wait till that Antichrist starts his shindig after the rapture takes place. You wait till the things he starts doing to confuse people, to bewilder people. But he's already doing some of them. He's already in preparation. Little things that add to all of this are already happening. Little things. I mean, if Jesus don't come quickly, we're going to think we're in the middle of the tribulation is what we're going to do. It won't be, but we'll think it. We'll think it, because that rapture has to happen first. Nothing the devil hates like that pre-trib rapture, because that's when God takes me out of his reach. That's when he can't touch me ever again. That's when he can't bother me. He can't aggravate me. He can't torment me no more. Oh, what a God we serve. What a day that's going to be. Now, let me read. and deceive them that dwell on the earth. He deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on earth that they should worship an image to the beast which had wounds by a sword and did live. So this third member of the false trinity is getting everybody to worship the second member of the false trinity. The false spirit, the false anointing, is getting people to worship the false Christ. He's already doing that. When people worship something like this or use something like this, they're worshiping the devil, friend. They're worshiping the Antichrist, friend. And I'm going to tell you of so many doctrines that are coming down the pipes that are nothing but destruction. They're evil. They're dark. Ooh, I don't have time. I'm taking too long. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many now as would not worship to be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both bond and free, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. See, this is the creature, the false member of the Trinity, that causes people to take the mark of the beast. Did you read this week of the business in Wisconsin that's requiring everybody that works there to take a chip right here in their hand, so they can go anywhere in the building? All they got to do is reach and grab the door, and the chip is red, and they're in. Whatever they're doing for the company, they will have a chip. See, that's coming. That's coming worldwide. Maybe it'll get here before even the rapture. But some degree, it's already here and growing and taking, you know, it's simple. It's very economical. It's a safe feature. It's security. I mean, there's so many good things you can say about it if you don't understand the Antichrist. You don't understand it's all the work of the devil. Now, this third member of the Trinity, and there's so much more I need to read and say, but I got to get you on the lines because I want to answer your questions. I really do. I really do. Now, big Pentecostal meetings today are forbidding people to speak in tongues because there's so much junk going on in the name of Pentecost. The charismatics taught people many years ago to speak in tongues at will, that they could do it when they got ready. When somebody was seeking the Holy Ghost, they'd say, you just go ahead and start saying some kind of incoherent words, and they'll turn into Pentecost. That's a lie from the devil. It's always been a lie. I heard it when it first started happening, and I knew it was a lie. I visited to find out what's going on and would leave with a heart broke because I said, these people are going to destroy the Pentecostal churches. And they did, almost to a total, almost to a total. What a mess they have made. What a mess they have made. Now, there are so many doctrines now that's coming down the pipes. Do you know of all the many doctrines that's being preached on TV and radio? How about the pre-wrath idea of the rapture? That's that it takes place when the seventh trumpet sounds in the book of Revelation 11 and 15. And that trump has nothing to do with the rapture. But they've got the rapture taking place then. That's a lie. That's from the devil. Then you got the mid-tribbles. That's from the devil. You got the post-tribbles. That's from the devil. All of those doctrines actually do great damage to the Jews and to the truth about the Jews and about the Antichrist. About the seven-year tribulation period, and about the great, you know, the great battle of Armageddon. I am amazed at how many doctrines really destroy the book of Revelation. Did you know probably 75% of the church don't believe in the book of Revelation anymore? And that may be a small number. It may be much over 75%. I don't want nothing to do with the book of Revelation. And many of you treat it like it's no value. You ought to have the book of Revelation on the front page of your mind, brother, because we are seeing it happen, and it's happening everywhere. So those doctrines are terrible. Now, one of the big ones now that's moving into the Pentecostal churches is what is called dominion theology. Dominion theology. Have you heard that word? Kingdom, dominion, kingdom now. Dominion theology, several different words, several different connection of words, but if you hear kingdom now, kingdom dominion, dominion theology, kingdom post-millennialism, all those words mean basically the same thing, that these religious crowd, these religious folks, there's some big names in that crowd. I want you to know, they think they are going to set up the kingdom. And they're going to get the kingdom all ready, and they're going to bring Jesus down once they get the kingdom ready. I don't want nothing to do with the kingdom that a bunch of preachers set up. I want the kingdom that Jesus establishes. Did you hear what I said? I don't want no kingdom that a bunch of charismatic hoopla preachers, the Pope, and, you know, Copeland, and Hagin is dead now. But you got numbers and numbers, Benny Hinn. You got numbers and numbers, the key figures in all of that that are into this kingdom dominion theology. And now my former denomination, the Church of God, many leaders are moving into the kingdom now theology. A state overseer of North Carolina said to me some time ago, I don't remember the last sermon I heard about the rapture. I think he was confessing that he's into the kingdom dominion theology. I don't know that. I'm not going to make that accusation, but I'm not going to give his name anyway. So I'm here to tell you, it's coming like a storm, kingdom dominion, that they are going to set up the kingdom. Now, if you hear anybody use the word kingdom dominion, kingdom now, anything about kingdom, be careful. Now, there's a real kingdom. We are part of a spiritual kingdom. The literal kingdom is yet to be. But we're part of a spiritual kingdom. And you know how we pray? We pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Oh, every day, almost every day, I pray that prayer. Oh, what a day that's going to be. Now, kingdom dominion, and then the replacement theology, right straight from hell. What is replacement theology? That the church has taken over the position that Israel once had, and that Israel has no prophetic future, that Israel is off the prophetic spectrum, that Israel is just a bunch of people that need to get saved like the rest of the world, but they have no biblical future. Oh, brother, that's one of the biggest lies the devil ever. The devil hates Jews. Did you know that? The devil hates the pre-trib rapture. The devil hates the Jews. The devil hates the name of Jesus. The devil hates the Bible. Oh, I could give you a big list of things old Lucifer hates, but I'll tell you one thing, he's defeated, and he's a liar, and he's the father of lies. And we can defeat him. All we got to do is live in the Bible, and we defeat him. Now, I want to stop here because I want to get you on the line with me to ask questions. Everything I've said is subject to you asking a question, and I will do my best. I will do my best, and we'll have an encouraging time of learning. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Now, grab your phone real quick. Here it is, just a moment. Look at it, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. Now, you got to get it quick. I'm going to take it down. I'm not going to waste my time. I got all I can talk about if I want to just tell you things that I've got here in front of me, and I can talk for a long time. My ears may not be good, my eyes not always good, but my mouth's still good. And I will do my best to teach you with all that's in me, because that's how important it all is, my dearest friend. We are living so near the coming of the King. Do you understand how near we are to his return? The rapture could take place any day. Now, while you're calling, 704-391-0588, 704-1-800-338-7884, anything I've said ought to be discussed. I want you to ask questions about all the different things I've said. The devil was once an angel. Do you understand that? Oh, that's a good place to talk. The angels, all demons were once angels. That's a good place to understand. Then you understand demons. You understand what they ought to do. They ought to destroy what you believe. They ought to destroy your faith in the Bible. They ought to destroy your surrender to Jesus Christ. They ought to destroy everything spiritual. They're scared to death because their future is on the line, and they're going to be in the lake of fire for eternity. Did you know that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels? It wasn't prepared for us. It was prepared for the devil and his angels. And humans that go there will go there because they determined to go there, not because God wants them to go there. Now, I'm waiting for your calls because I really want to help you. I want us to get this subject in our minds. I want you to understand that religion today is full of demon spirits. That churches today are full of spirits. You can go into churches and sense a false spirit. You can listen to preachers and hear them preach things that are false and say, that's not Bible. That's false. That's the work of Satan. And it overwhelms me. I mean, I'm involved, brother. I'm out there to help you. I'm out there because I care about you. And I'm not going to allow these things to overwhelm you without you knowing if I can help it. I am here for the, you know, I'm a gatekeeper. You know, I'm a watchman on the wall. That's a better term. I'm a watchman on the wall. And I care about the direction the church world is going. And I'm out to do everything in my power to help you and to help you turn around. Now, how many of you have heard some religious thing that you were disturbed by and you want to know if there may be a possibility that that is one of these false things? I'd love to help you with those things. I don't know what's all after. I'd never heard of dream catchers before. Never heard of dream catchers. What craziness. And then tear catchers. Two things just in the last weeks that came to me that I'd never heard of. What all is out there? There is much out there that I yet do not know about, and maybe you know about, and you would have a question about. And I'm waiting on your call. Grab your phone right now. Grab your phone quickly. And let me help you and help me to get the word to these dear people that's listening right now on Facebook, on internet, at radio. Oh, hear me. We are living in a dangerous hour. We are living in a dangerous hour. Now, let me tell you, listen to me. The One World Church is developing quickly. If you will just get that one idea in your mind that a one world religion and a one world church is coming together quickly, it's now on a fast track. It's now happening so ominously and so overwhelmingly until it's scary feeling. It's scary looking. And I can understand. I can understand some people have already turned me off the air because you can't stand to hear this stuff. Well, I can understand, except you're doing yourself an injustice. You're doing yourself a terrible injustice. You need to know this just like everybody else needs to know it. You walk in your church on Sunday morning, you don't know what you're going to hear. You don't know what some preacher is going to preach. Lesbianism has entered the Methodist now. Transgender has entered the churches. All these things, same-sex marriage, big time today. Big time today. Thank God for the president who stopped the transgenders from being in the armed services this week. Boy, is he taking a beating over that. Boy, is he taking a beating. You on the air. May I help you, please?
How are you? Yeah, heard there's something called replacement gospel work. They teach the Jews and not chosen people.
You know, you can you back off your phone and say all of that slowly so I can make sure I hear what you say?
Mm-hmm. Okay, 1 second. Do I sound clear now?
Have you got a regular phone rather than a cell phone? Cell phones can really mess up a radio program.
Yeah.
I hear you better.
Okay, have...
Go ahead quickly, please.
I heard of something called replacement gospel that teaches that Jews are not chosen people and that the church has replaced Israel. Have you heard of that?
The Facebook?
No. The replacement theology where Jews are not chosen people.
Well, I think I know what you're talking about. See, the Jehovah's Witnesses say there's only 144,000 chosen and nobody else is chosen. And then there's others saying the Jews are not the chosen people. The Jews are chosen people just like the church is chosen people. Two different entities, totally different. The Jews are chosen. The church is chosen. We are chosen as his bride. The Jews are chosen as the guest at the wedding. And they're really important to him. And his future is beautiful for the Jews. Is that what you really ask?
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad I got that. Yes, the Jews are his chosen people, and this is naturally, in the natural, they are his chosen people. And they have a wonderful future in the Bible. They will all be saved when Jesus comes to Jerusalem after the 7-year tribulation period following the Battle of Armageddon. So the Jews are his chosen people, and that's one of the doctrines of the kingdom now. Most of the false tribulation, you know, anything other than pre-trib, puts the Jews in jeopardy.
I see, yes. All of Israel will be saved.
Well, the pre-trib rapture is absolutely biblical. Absolutely biblical. Thank you, sir, for your call.
Thank you.
God bless you. Now call quickly. 704-391-0588. That was a good call. You need to understand, those who hate the Jewish people are literally speaking for the devil. The devil hates the Jewish people. There's nothing the devil is out to do more than to destroy your hope in the rapture, your faith in the Bible, in Jesus Christ, and the fact that the Jews are chosen of God and have a grand future right down the road. Now, they're still in unbelief. They're still, they're like the enemies of the gospel now. Paul says that in Romans 11. But they are chosen of God, and their future is spectacular. Their future is wonderful. Now, grab your phone. Don't want to miss nobody. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I'm going to go quickly to the internet if mine is up. I hope it is. Yep, it is. I want you to understand. Any questions? Let me see. I'm trying to look to see if there's any questions that's come to me on the Facebook. I mean, on my, well, you know, it's amazing how words slip from you when you need to say them. Emails. Say emails, Reverend Chambers. Woo! I'm telling you, sometimes I get amazed at me. I hope you do too. But I'm doing my best. I'm here for God's glory. I'm here for the kingdom. And so grab your phone. I want to talk to you. I want to help you with your question. I want to warn you now that the devil is extremely religious. Extremely religious. And he will come to you with a twisting of some great truth. That's all the doctrines against the pre-trib rapture are, the twisting of the truth. I know some dear people, and they're just all caught up in these other ideas. And usually they get angry with you when you try to straighten them out, try to show them what the Bible says. Well, I can't do anything about that, but I can tell you one thing. Jesus is coming. And if there's any truth in the world that's right, it's the pre-trib rapture. You can mark that down in your book that the pre-trib rapture is right. Now, I got so many things here I'm going to talk about. The charismatic revival was false from the beginning. Now, there was a lot of good people got involved, a lot of sincere people, a lot of genuine Christians got involved. Most of them have now got out. They saw the fallacy. They saw where it was going. They saw all the confusion. They saw the complete loss of good, solid Bible doctrines, because the charismatics was built on, let's merge all of our doctrines and quit arguing over the Bible. Let's just love Jesus. You can't love Jesus without the Bible, my friend. The Bible is the truth. And Jesus came in the volume of the book. Remember that? Jesus came in the volume of the book. Very important. Now, you need to get this booklet today. You really do. Remember the name. Very, very important. Demon spirits and false religions. Demon spirits and false religions. You've got to study this. You've got to study this. You've got to send this to everybody on your friends list, on Facebook. You've got to get involved, because I'm bringing you something that could save your soul. It could save you from a false church. It could save you from listening to some preacher that has got off in some careless doctrine. And many of them are off in careless doctrines. There are many preachers today who all they preach is a social gospel. Just a social gospel. And a social gospel is as dangerous as hell itself. No, you know, I say to people, don't tell me all the good things your preacher is preaching. Tell me the things he's not preaching. Is he preaching the rapture? Is he preaching the blood? Is he preaching the beautiful future of Israel? Is he preaching those great Bible truths? I tell you, it's time to know. You on the air. May I help you, please?
I had a question. I attend the Church of God, and three messages were given out on this past Sunday. The second and third message.
Can you say, get back off from your mic and speak up a little louder? I want to hear your question. It sounds like a very good one.
I am from a Church of God.
Okay, you're a Church of God. I was 40-some years.
Yes, three messages, interpretation of tongues, was given out Sunday. The second and third message really didn't agree with my spirit, and it was about leadership in the church, and about obeying leadership. I know God is ordained leadership, but when this church is canceling, like, Sunday night services for ball games, tonight they're canceling it to go bowling. Some of the leadership in the church goes to the beach wearing bikinis. And, you know, what is being said doesn't agree with my spirit about following the leadership in the church when they're doing things like that.
It was about doing exactly what the preacher said without question. Is that what you said? It was about doing and obeying the pastor and the leadership without a question.
Yeah, I don't think we're supposed to obey them when they do things like this. But the message that was interpreted in tongues was to obey the leadership in that church. He has ordained it and he has chosen it.
See, when you begin to hear messages that are trying to force you under some kind of dominion in the local church, you can pretty well be assured that's not how the Holy Ghost speaks. When the Holy Ghost gives a message, it will be biblical to the core. It will be encouraging to your heart. It will be inspiring to you. And that's the reason many churches are eliminating allowing tongues and interpretation, because there is so much false use of it. I've been to places when there'd be five or six people speaking in tongues. And I was at a place recently, and three different people gave interpretations. That is totally out of order. The only order in a Pentecostal church is no more than three people give a message, and one of those three must give the interpretation. That's one speak and give a message, an interpretation, two speak and one give an interpretation, or three speak and one of the three give an interpretation. And that's the biblical order. And anything other than that is out of order. And I just was in a church recently. It was so out of order, I wanted to get up and leave.
So is this witchcraft going on? Because it just didn't agree with my spirit at all. And I'm baptized in the Holy Ghost. So the evidence.
Well, I hear them all the time when they don't agree with my spirit, because they just don't have any content. They don't have any authority. There's no power in them. And I love the gifts of the Spirit. I love the messages of tongues. We had one Wednesday night and an interpretation, and it was just powerful. It was a call to be soul winners. It was a call to be soul winners, to lead men to Christ. See, you can know a message is from the Holy Ghost when it is really just making the Bible come alive to your heart.
Right. What am I to do if I am in a church and my husband wants to go there, but, you know, I as a wife want to support him, but I know things are wrong. They don't agree with my spirit. What's a wife and children to do?
Well, I would say I'm not going back to that. If you're determined to go there, I will find me somewhere to go. You cannot keep going to that. It's not right for you to keep going to that. If the Holy Ghost is not moving in a sweet, genuine, edifying, church-strengthening way, it's not. The Holy Ghost never gives messages that defend individuals. The Holy Ghost only gives messages that defends Jesus Christ.
Right, and part of that message was that when the pastor interpreted the message, it was, I am speaking through your leader, and I thought, whoa, that doesn't sound right either.
Well, yeah, I can tell by what you're saying something was wrong. Somebody's trying to create an authority situation that everybody has to tremble under their authority, and they don't care what they say. You judge every preacher's sermon you hear with the Bible system.
Right. Okay.
You judge every sermon you hear with the Bible. Is that biblical? You go home and search the scripture. That's what Jesus was plain. He told the Jews, search the scriptures, for in them are the ways of life, and they testify of me. The Bible is testifying of Jesus. And when you got people trying to build authority on tongues and interpretation, you got a problem.
Got a problem. Also, this same church is starting to turn off the lights. No lights in the sanctuary except for little bitty, like nightlight kind of thing. And
turning off the lights in the sanctuary for service?
Yeah, in a church of God, if they're turning the lights off and music is really loud and they only play like fast, upbeat stuff.
Why are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Why are you still there?
I have.
If a church started turning off lights and start putting on flashing lights and doing those. They're trying to get to your emotion. They're trying to use this whole method as a way to break down your resistance and get you under their dominion.
I have known Pastor Chambers that it was wrong for about 5 years. And I have cried and prayed so long for my husband to see it and get our family out of there. And the only reason I'm there is to try to support him, because I don't, you know, want to have any problems there.
Well, have you talked to him about it?
Yes.
What does he say?
He's blinded to it, so please pray for him.
Okay. Well, now you call me about 2:15, will you? I want to talk with you personally. Call the same number at 2:15, and I will take a moment to talk with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Very good, very good. Now, folks, I want to tell you, we're dealing with an unreal church world. All kinds of things are happening. Now, can you imagine a church sanctuary turning down the lights to create a kind of atmosphere that's more conducive to dominating your thinking? Really? What? Oh, dangerous. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, hi. I was going to ask you specifically, Reverend Chambers, where does it say in the scriptures that the Jews are the chosen people?
What does it say? The Old Testament is full of it, brother. Read the 11th chapter of Romans. The 11th chapter of Romans is so plain, you'd have to be dumb to not understand it, my friend. Let me take you to Romans 11. Let me read you a verse or two. There is nothing in the Bible that doesn't make the Jewish people a chosen of the Lord. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away iniquity from Jacob. Go back to the first of that verse. I say then, hath God cast away his people? That's the Jews. God forbid. God forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Did you hear that?
I absolutely heard that, Reverend Chambers. I don't disagree. I'm saying it says that the Israelites are chosen.
That's the Jews, sir. Israelites are Jews.
But there's 12 other tribes.
There are 12 tribes, and they all are Jews, sir. They all are Israelites. That's just semantics that you are using to try to confuse it. And that's the work of the devil, my friend. So don't get involved in it. You're doing the devil's work when you come against the Jews.
I'm not coming against the Jews. I have scripture that says that.
But you're saying the Jews aren't the Jews. You're saying those who live in Israel aren't the Jews. And that is itself coming against the Jews.
That's not what I'm saying, Reverend Chambers. What I'm saying is that the Jews are only one tribe of actual,
And I'm saying you are as wrong can be. There's 12. Go to the book of Revelation chapter 7, and you'll see 12 tribes, and 12,000 are marked out of every one of the 12 tribes. That makes it plain. Revelation 7, the first 9 verses, is a total picture of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yeah, but all of those aren't Jews.
Sir, I'm not going to put up with that now. They are Jews. Now, I know who you are. I know where you live. I have always been a friend to you, but you've always been a Jew hater, and you've got to quit. I don't tolerate it.
Reverend Chambers, I'm not a Jew hater. All a Jew is a member of the tribe of Judah.
But you are wrong. I've told you about 3 times. Go to Revelation 7, and you see 7 tribes. I mean 12 tribes. Revelation 7, you see 12 tribes. Whoever taught you that is a Jew hater, and maybe you don't think you're one, but I think you are, and I'm still your friend, and I'm glad you called, and I hope you'll listen and learn, and let's don't argue about that one. That's too important to me. I love every one of the 12 tribes of Israel. They all are Jesus' family, and you better not touch them. If you do, you're in trouble.
I agree with you. I'm saying that they are Israelites is what I'm saying.
And I said and gave you a description. Thank you for calling. Hey, call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. You know, this you can tell that the devil hates the church. He hates the Jews, all 12 tribes, by the way. He hates the pre-trib rapture. He hates the Bible. He hates the true work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, the true work of the Holy Spirit. He hates the Trinity. And what's happening today throughout the church world is a destruction of the whole, the old-fashioned Pentecostal message. I'm a Pentecostal to the core. I believe in the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. I received the baptism in a tent when I was 17 years of age. Spoke in tongues beautifully. Never, I couldn't even speak English. Halfway, a third way, maybe 25%, but I spoke in tongues beautifully. I'll never forget it. And ever since then, the Holy Spirit has been real in me. And He prays through me. He sings through me. But I don't make, I'd rather in the church preach with my own lips that I might teach you. I don't come on this radio talking in the language of the Holy Spirit. I come here talking the language you can understand. Because I want to teach you the truth. I want to teach you the truth. I love you. And you are on the air. And may I help you, please?
Yes, this is Barbara Shelley in McCall, South Carolina.
Okay.
Hello, how are you? And I'm listening to you, and you're doing a good job.
Well, this is a good subject, and I wish the church world would hear me, because the church is being overtaken with this one-world church demeanor, and the Pentecostals are moving right into the middle of it, where I have been for 65 years, and it breaks my heart.
Well, it breaks my heart, too. But don't you believe that any time God gives a message in a church, that it's not just a message of horror, there will always be a message of hope.
And let me tell you, when God gives a message, I can read it to you from the Bible, it will always be edifying. Let me give you the exact words that the Scripture gives of this wonderful work of the Holy Ghost. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He edifies them. He exhorts them. He comforts them. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, unless he gives an interpretation. And he goes on and explains the work of the Holy Ghost is to edify, to exhort, and to comfort, always.
Always. I hear in church a lot of times people given messages, and it's a message of horror and a message of no hope, which I don't think God's in it.
Well, you know, you have to judge, and I can't tell you because I'm not there. But I know the real when I hear it. And the Bible says we are to judge the real, and we must judge. We must identify the real, and we must stop people, many times sincere people, many times good people, and I teach my people. I had to tell two preachers during my camp meeting, now, I don't want you to try to give no more messages in tongues. There's other people here. I have my own men who are trained, who are Holy Ghost filled, who are godly, who have been identified. They are to give the messages. You have to be careful with it. We live in a day when it really is dangerous out there.
People, there's so many deceivers in the pulpit.
I'm sorry to tell you, they probably 95% of the preachers in America today have totally missed it. They don't stay on their face like they need to. A preacher should never preach a sermon that's not 2 or 3 hours of prayer behind that sermon. And it needs to be a sermon he got from God, not off the internet.
Absolutely.
Thank you. You on the air. May I help you, please? All right. I thought I had another one waiting on me here. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers. A statement you made a while ago, I may have clarify that a little bit. You're talking about the whole house of Israel being saved.
Yes.
Are you saying every Jew will be saved?
In one day.
Every Jew that's ever lived.
Every Jew that is living at that time.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was understanding. You were saying the ones that live.
Oh, no. I'm talking about people who repent and receive Christ will be saved, and the whole Jewish world will receive him when he comes to Jerusalem after the Battle of Armageddon.
That's what I believe. I just want to make sure.
I'm glad. It's hard to say things that clarifies every point, and I need you out there, every one of you, help keep me straight. And when I say it, it needs to be clarified, call me. I am delighted for your kind of calls, brother.
Okay, thank you. I want to make sure.
I'm glad. Oh, isn't that great? That's where it ought to be. That's where it ought to be. That's where your preacher ought to be. If your preacher is so smart, Alec, He don't want you to question him. You need to run for a different church. Every preacher has to be subject to being questioned by good people who love the Bible. And all he's got to do, hey, let me show you that in the Bible. And that settles it. If he can't show it to you in the Bible, then you need to know that it's from the wrong source. I mean, is that not clear? Why would anybody be afraid to be questioned? Why would people in the congregation need to be told by the Holy Ghost? Now, don't you question that pastor when he gets in the pulpit. Yes, you do question that pastor in the pulpit. Make sure he's giving you the truth. You say, well, to tear up our church, not if he's a good man. He knows how to handle that. I don't mind being questioned. You hear me right here on the internet. Do I mind being questioned? No. No, I'm no smart aleck. I don't know everything. I mean, if I thought I knew it, my wife would straighten me out. She'd tell me in a minute, Dad, you know you don't know everything. Straighten up, my sweetheart. Oh, I got a sweet wife. I tell you right now, hey, I need another call. One more call, 704-391-0588. Now, you got to get this booklet. You got to get this booklet. Now, the name of it is Demon Spirits and False Religions. I don't have a copy of it to show you. Demon Spirits and False Religion. Now, you need to share this with everybody. Share this with everybody on Facebook. Share this with everybody on Internet. Send people copies of it. If you got a copy, if you don't, call us. We'll send you a copy. We are here to help you, friend. The late hour is upon us. The coming of the Lord is at the door. I said, hey, you can't miss my sermon in the morning. Hey, I hadn't told you. I'm preaching on the royal priesthood. Christians and the royal priesthood. The whole Reformation was started over one of the greatest truths. One, justification by faith. Two, the priesthood of all believers. The priesthood of all believers. What a God we serve. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey.
You're on the air, sir. Ask quickly. We don't have much time.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I'm not hearing you. You're breaking down. Say it slowly and go ahead quickly now.
I wanted to talk about the Wisconsin mark. You know, I think this is it's got to start somewhere. I think this is the beginning of the mark, and I think you'll see it go like wildfire across the country and across the world.
I don't think there's any question, brother. It's fixing to grow like a storm, and everybody out there is going to have the courage to refuse. God bless you, sir. Thank you. I don't have time to spend with you, but I say God bless you, sir. Please call me after the radio program. Maybe I can take a minute. What's your question?
Well, I'm in South Carolina right now. I talked to my brother today. He's having trouble with his wife.
Hey, call me in 5 minutes, and I'll pray with you for him. Call me quickly now. You know, this has really been a program. This has really been a program. I don't know about you, but I have thoroughly enjoyed it. I hope you've enjoyed it. God bless you. God bless you. Remember, saving grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. That's saving. Grace like me.
So sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the same.